Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tailgate Show is on.
Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hour number two here on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Andy Bunker, Smokin' Joe Patrick. We are broadcasting on the bridge over Centennial Yards.
The Steel Bridge.
The Steel Bridge, where...
That's not a description. That's the actual name. It's S-T-E-E-L-E.
Yeah, I don't believe it's made from steel. I think there's...
There's got to be some steel somewhere.
Yeah, probably. You know what? I don't know. I don't
some
know.
Reinforced.
I don't know a ton about bridge
engineering. I don't either.
What do you know about
your metals?
But whatever it's made out of, it's sturdy, and it's great. It's a great place to do a show from.
Yeah.
We, here in the 92.9 The Game broadcast tent... are the only tent that does not have multiple bottles set up on display because everybody else
has a
bar.
We were noticing that, you know, we're just noticing things, noticing that we don't have alcohol in front of us,
yeah.
Sadly.
And we are right next to the Cruz Blanca Cerveza Premium tent, so they've got some beers over there. I don't know what that tent is there. They're not, like, they don't have a... They're not advertising.
They're just here
anything.
To party, it
yeah,
sounds
they,
like.
They just have 30 bottles of bourbon. And so, good for them. I'll make my way over there in a little while and say hi. But if you're headed to the stadium, walk by, say hello. We'd love to see you. Tell us your name. We'll give you a shout-out. Say your name on the radio.
Yeah,
simple as that.
How about that?
A lot to get to here in the second hour of the show. Obviously, we kind of led things off today at 9 o'clock talking about the news of the week, which is that Michael Penix is not going to play today. Kirk Cousins is going to be the starter. Joe will now update you with even further injury news.
Maybe the most important injury report that we have done this year, Andy. How about that?
It is.
Some major drama. The injury report's brought to you by Baron Burton's Fireshire. Bigger, better, and bolder. Now spicier. Visit wsauce.com. So as you said, kind of stealing my thunder here, Andy, Michael Penix not going to play in this game today. Kirk Cousins will be the starting quarterback for the Falcons, and Easton Stick was elevated, by the way, so he will presumably be the backup for the team. Jordan Fuller has been activated. He's listed as questionable, but fully expect him to go at safety. We were talking about Tyler Allgeier in the last segment. Should have mentioned that he is questionable for this game. He has been limited every single day this week, so that tells me that he is...
What's he dealing with?
...playing hip/knee.
Oh, okay.
If you remember, he got a little bit of treatment on the field before he walked off, just took a hard hit to the lower body, but came back and finished the game and continued to play, and so it sounds like if he's not missing any practice time and it's not like a groin or soft tissue thing, that he'll be able to go, but it is worth noting. Zach Harrison also questionable with a knee, but again, a limited participant every single day of practice this week. And then the other big drama on the injury front for the Falcons in this game is Drake London, placed on the injury report yesterday. You don't usually see Saturday updates to the injury report, but added to the injury report with a hip. He is questionable for this game. The latest reports that we have from Adam Schefter is that he will basically do some sort of a workout for the Falcons on the field to determine if he's going to be able to go before the game.
That's probably happening, like, right now.
Could very well be happening right now as we speak.
In the next hour or so,
yep,
yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Not so much going on for the Dolphins. They've got a couple guys who are going to be out, tight end Julian Hill and cornerback Jason Marshall Jr., but other than that, a pretty clean injury report for them. So Falcons, I mean, they were all obviously missing Tyreek Hill as
right,
well as out
right.
for the season.
Guys that have gotten hurt previously obviously aren't going, but yeah, I mean, you know, relatively healthy. Not that should make too much of a difference
yeah.
for the Dolphins. They're bad.
Not a good team.
They're a bad football team.
Not a good team.
Let's talk about them for a little while.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going to spend the majority of the time talking about the Falcons, what the Falcons need to do in order to win this game today, and we'll get to our keys in about 15 minutes from right now. But, I mean, Miami comes in on the heels of just a demoralizing loss to the Cleveland Browns, 31-6. I mean, you lose to anybody like that, you're feeling bad about yourself, but for it to be the Browns, and the way it went, too. I mean, there was guys that looked very very ready for that one to be over,
and
maybe ready for the season to be over, which is crazy because it's not even Halloween yet. We mentioned this earlier, both of us kind of surprised that Mike McDaniel is even still on the sidelines there in Miami.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess what's the point of doing it now? They've got a few more games before their bye week as well. I think four more games before their bye week, so if they're going to do it in season, maybe they would do it then. But I'm thankful that he's still their coach, because we've seen it many times where a team makes that move and you have the interim, that new coach energy. It's sort of like a jolt of life, at least for 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not in play today, which is good.
Yep.
But, I mean, you know what it is. I mean, it's Tua Tagovailoa. It's Devon Achane, who is a really talented running back and poses some of the same problems that Christian McCaffrey posed last week. And it, you know, if there's anything you can say about McDaniel, even though it's his tenure is probably coming close to an end in Miami, the reason he has that job is because he's a creative offensive play caller.
Yeah, for sure.
And, like, let's let that not be on full display today, hopefully.
Yeah, and the Falcons will certainly be hoping to make Tua Tagovailoa turn the ball over if they can get him off that first read. And he's giving me the.
Well, I'm going home. I'm gonna leave. Actually, no, I love that.
Yeah.
It's excellent.
Just to kind of recap the Dolphins and how their season has gone so far. They're 1-6. Their one win comes over a team that has 0 wins in the Jets, and their season low. Or, I'm sorry. The lowest they've held a team to this season is 21 points in that win over the Jets, where they won 27-21. In the 6 losses, the lowest they've held an opponent to is 27 points. So you would think that the points are going to be on the table for the Falcons in this game, even though they're having to go to some reserves potentially without Drake London. Kirk Cousins obviously going to be starting at quarterback. Certainly seems like a game where the Falcons should be scoring a lot of points. They're also the worst run defense in the NFL. So on top of them just giving up points in general, Falcons also have one of the best rush offenses and one of the best running backs in the NFL, so they should be able to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I mean, look, it all kind of adds up to be a nice palate cleanser today,
mm-hmm.
coming off of what happened on Sunday night against San Francisco. I'm always so cautious with that stuff, though, just because, yes, they're the worst in the league at stopping the thing that the Falcons are the best at. Yes. Their quarterback turns the ball over repeatedly and can't do anything offensively. Yes, they're probably going to fire their coach. All of that is true, which would all make a loss to them even worse. Like,
right.
it would be, I mean, I don't know. We talked about it a little bit on the show this week. Like, it would be worse than losing to Carolina the way that they lost to Carolina, because that already happened.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You're not even to need one of those,
but if the wake-up call,
if you get one of them, you only get one.
Yes.
You only get
yes.
one wake-up
yes.
call. You don't get to have multiple
yeah.
In a season, otherwise you're just bad.
If you get multiple make-up calls or wake-up calls, you're already missing the meeting or whatever you were in the hotel for anyway.
You slept in, man.
yeah,
you slept through it. The wake-up call didn't wake you up. So yeah, maybe you have bigger problems.
And then you might have a meeting with the boss the next morning.
And if they lose to the Dolphins today, there might be some meetings with the boss.
Yes.
Like, I don't think anybody will get fired, because I don't think that that's something that will happen in season.
Mm-hmm.
I think things would have to go way more sideways than being 3
yep.
and 4. But this is one of those types of games to me. Like, if they can't show up and put it all out there and win a game like this today at home, mm-hmm. then maybe we need to reconsider what we thought this team was capable of.
Yep.
I don't expect that to
happen.
I don't
happen.
Either. Yeah. I think the Falcons will show up and play well today and win this game. But that's kind of what it is.
We just say that because that's the stakes that are truly on this game. When you're going up against a team like the Dolphins, who are 1-6, and they just don't feel like a big time opponent at this point in time. Sometimes the stakes, like, you kind of lose sight of the fact of what they are. And for this Falcons team, as it stands, to your point, Andy, because they already had that really embarrassing, as Raheem Morris called it, a historic loss against the Panthers, losing 30-0. It puts even more, not pressure, but just urgency on this team to come out and perform in a game like this.
Yeah.
And you certainly expect a team to win this game if they have any hopes of, you know, achieving their ambitions of winning the division potentially, or just, even just making the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, look, even if you didn't have all the other context of that Carolina game or the way that you played on Sunday against a fairly banged up 49ers team or whatever, like, you're just in a vacuum. This Falcons team versus this Dolphins team at home, even on the road, you're better than them.
Yeah.
Like, you're just a better football team than they are, and you need to win as many games as you can in games where you're clearly the better team. Now, I think that they've lost a couple games this year where they were the better team.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think that they're a better team than Carolina, although Carolina's 4-3 right now, so credit to them for playing the way that they have. I think that they were the better football team than the 49ers on paper on Sunday. They were certainly out-executed and out-coached, I think, at different times on Sunday night. But this isn't that. Like, this is a totally different situation. And all of that context is a part of it. Like, all of that stuff did happen.
Right.
You did have 10 men on the field on the most important play of the game on Sunday Night Football.
That did
just happen. You need to come out today and win and be real sharp doing it.
Exactly. Yeah, you need to look like a professional, you know, operation, a top draw operation that is going to not make those kinds of mistakes. Like those are the kinds of mistakes that you just don't see truly successful teams in the NFL make. And the NFL is a league that's so competitive. I mean, there is so much parity. Even though there are some teams like the Dolphins who struggle, you know, more than others, it's competitive every single week because these guys are fighting for jobs. Even if it's not with their current team, they still want to put positive plays on tape for their own careers. And so you've got to make sure that those things are sorted out and that you made corrections. And I think that fans want to see that too. Fans want to see improvements, and they don't want to just see this team continue to, you know, bungle certain moments or just kind of put themselves in bad positions that don't give them the best chance to win football games.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, another thing we talked about this week was the morale roller coaster among the fan base has been pretty extreme this year.
Yeah.
I don't recall more optimism and sort of a higher high than we had with folks coming off that Bills win.
After the Bills, yep.
And then, you know, pretty well undone by the way that they played on Sunday night. I don't remember a lower low than the phone calls we took the Monday morning after they lost to Carolina. I you know, some of this, and again, I don't blame anybody for either.
Yeah.
Like, you want your team to be good.
Yeah.
You want your team to win games. When they finally do in impressive fashion on Monday Night Football against the Bills, you're going to get fired up. Maybe you're going to get a little over your skis. So what? That's fine. It's exciting. You're also going to react the way you react when they play the way that they played in that game against Carolina. So I don't blame anybody for being super high or super low on some of these. But this would be a morale disaster
tanker.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean,
it would be a morale exactly. And then to give away all that goodwill too after that really nice win over Buffalo with back-to-back performances,
right,
would be a real shame.
The Commanders game too. I mean, they really bounced back from that Panthers game nicely,
totally,
against the Commanders,
totally,
and then went into the bye and then came out of it, you know, with that really good game against the Bills. And it's just, again, it was offensively specifically, it was really, for me, shocking to see just like how poorly they performed against that beleaguered San Francisco defense.
Yeah, no, it was. I agree. I mean, I'm not surprised that they lost that game. I mean, I think San Francisco's good,
of course,
and
right,
really well coached, and it was in San Francisco. Like, but I'm surprised they lost it and it looked the way that it went. I wouldn't have been surprised if they would have lost maybe like 24-22.
Sure.
Like a last-second field goal or something like that. Whatever, but to be so inept offensively after looking so good the week before is really surprising. Yeah. Hopefully they can get back to looking good today. It's going to be a different quarterback taking the snaps for the Falcons. Different old
Kirktober's here.
New old quarterback, yeah. Couldn't quite escape Kirktober without seeing Kirk. I mean, he's the one that makes it Kirktober. He was damn good in October last year, though, man.
He was.
And at the end, like, all the other stuff aside.
Put
like,
that in a bottle for one game.
If Kirk Cousins goes out there and balls out today and the Falcons score a ton of points and win a game, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It'll be really fun. Now, there will be some fallout and some conversations out of that, which, fine, whatever. We can deal with that when it happens. But I would much rather have those conversations than the ones we just hinted at.
We can already predict, like, there's going to be one of two conversations happening next week.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Yeah. And neither one of them are going to be that fun, but if Kirk throws for like 375 and three touchdowns today and you beat the Dolphins 38-10, that's a lot more fun than the other one.
No doubt.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to our keys to a Falcons victory on the other side. It's the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Andy Bunker, Smoke, and Joe Patrick here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Our Falcons play here.
I'm here to play ball.
The Wade Ford Tailgate Show is on.
Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Andy Bunker, Smoke, and Joe Patrick. Starting to see more and more fans now. Maybe a little bit of a slow start with the cooler weather this morning. But
yeah.
Lots of Falcons fans making their way across the Steel Bridge. We got a Penix jersey there. There's a Matt Ryan up there. We got a D. Alford jersey. That's pretty good.
We saw a guy coming through with like a Lucha Libradora wrestling mask, Falcons wrestling mask.
Who said
he's part of the Abe Gordon fan club,
No. He said he's the captain
of the fan club.
Which is probably why he had his face covered. Because he didn't want anyone to know his identity. He goes, I love the show, and I'm captain of the Abe Gordon fan club. And I was like, oh, you're the only person in that club. And he goes, no, there's many of us. And I was like, well,
there are dozens of us.
Well, that's great. So that's the first time I've heard someone say that. And he said, no, the Abe Hive is strong.
The Abe Hive.
The Abe Hive. Okay. Well, there you look.
Now I know there is a Abe Hive, and I'm never going to let that go.
Count me as a member of the Abe Gordon fan club as well, obviously. Very fond of Abe. He did a nice job filling in for Randy all week. Randy will be back tomorrow, hopefully to talk about, among many things, a Falcons victory.
This is game
over
right here. Falcons and Dolphins, former team he's played on.
Yeah. And yeah.
Have we seen a Randy McMichael jersey today?
Haven't seen a Randy jersey yet. Haven't seen a Randy jersey yet. Hopefully we do. I see a Ricky Williams jersey down there.
There's not as many
Randy's
Dolphins
teammate.
Jerseys here today as
as
there have been, like, Bills jerseys.
There's a few less Dolphins fans than there were Bills fans for that Monday night game. Good Lord.
I think we saw every member of the Bills that's ever played.
There was really good representation from the Bills jerseys. There's some Dolphins fans here for sure.
There are.
Not nearly as many as probably if they were good.
Yeah, 6-1 but, versus 1-6.
But, yeah, that's kind of how it goes. But I see a Dan Marino jersey down there tailgating. There's a Tyreek Hill jersey. Like I said, a Ricky Williams jersey. I saw a Jalen Waddle jersey earlier. So they're here. They're hanging out. They're getting ready for the game. Do want to remind you to stay tuned later today for the Ticketmaster Halftime Show, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Obviously, that will be on the Falcons Radio Network Halftime Show, their pregame show, coming up in just about a half an hour from right now as well. Let's get to our keys to a Falcons victory. I know we've talked a lot about who will be on the field and won't be on the field for the Falcons today. Again, if you're just joining us, Kirk Cousins is starting at quarterback today. Michael Penix unavailable with that bone bruise on his knee. Still waiting to hear about the designation for Drake London as well. So some key members of the Falcons starting offense not going to be out there. Kick us off with a key.
I think one of the keys, it's not like, you know, run the football or do whatever, but it is to just stay in manageable down and distances, which they were unable to do against the 49ers. That's going to ease the load or the pressure on Elijah Wilkinson, who we saw really struggle last week. And, you know, it's not like he's protecting the blind side in this game anymore, because obviously you flip it around and have a right-handed quarterback now with Kirk Cousins under center. But still, he's not a quarterback that you want having any kind of pressure on him. And you really just nullify pass rushes when you don't give them obvious passing downs to really pin their ears back and go after some of those guys. And so you've got Elijah Wilkinson on one side, and you've got, you know, Jake Matthews is probably not playing at 100% on the other side. So in order to ease the burden on those guys, you know, just keep it manageable. And the way you do that is by running the football. You know, by being effective with Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier, if he is able to go, he's questionable for this game. But you would certainly expect those guys to have a lot of success against this Miami rush defense, which has been the worst in football so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, you should be able to get back to pounding the ball on the ground as you have in the wins this year. I know this is an oversimplification, but it's also true. All three wins have seen them run the ball 30 times or more.
Yep.
All three losses have not.
Yep.
So, and again, that it's not that easy. You can't just hand it off 30 straight times, then you're going to win the game. It has to do with the balance and the way the offense is functioning and all of that. But it's kind of like what we talked about earlier in the show about Tyler Algier. The more carries he gets, the better the offense is doing. Not because he's carrying the football, but because the offense is functioning at a high level and it's requiring him to carry the football a little bit.
Exactly.
When the game plan's going how they want, they're running the ball quite a bit. So they should be able to do that today. One of the things we need to see them do today and going forward this season is gaining all those yards is great. I mean, they're moving the ball up and down the field. I think they're top five in the NFL in terms of yards per game. Going into the game against the 49ers, they were top two. But they're bottom five in points. You got to convert all those yards into points.
Yeah.
Josh Kendall had a really interesting stat in his article on Friday. They're the biggest discrepancy in terms of yards per point. 19.9 yards per point they score. And it's the biggest discrepancy in the league in the last 5 years.
Wow.
Where they're moving the ball. I mean, there's no question about that, and that's one of the metrics that people use. That's when people are saying they're the number one offense, number two defense, or whatever it was. It was like, yeah, kinda, except they're not scoring. So I understand moving the ball is is symptomatic of a good offense, and you have to do that in order to score points. But if you're not punching it into the end zone at the end of those drives, does it really matter at the end of the day?
Yeah.
So for that gap to be there, that they've got to shrink that. They've got to turn threes into sixes. They can't be ending drives with turnover on downs as they've done multiple times over the last couple of weeks. And they've got to score touchdowns.
And it comes down to, like, just, you know, you have to execute at a higher level in order to be able to do that, because those are the areas of the field, obviously, where you don't have as much space to work with. And so the passes have to be a little bit more accurate. The blocks have to be a little bit more, straining and holding those blocks for a little bit longer. You just have to do everything better when you get into those portions of the field. And obviously we've levied some criticisms in the show today at Raheem Morris and the coaching staff for the way that they've operated in some of those key areas and moments of the game, especially last week against San Francisco, but it's also on the players as well. And they've got to be able to make those plays when they do get down the red zone to convert those yards into points.
Well, one of my keys on Friday was don't be the team that plays a backup on Sunday at quarterback.
Well,
that's out the window because Kirk Cousins is starting, so your backup is starting.
Yep.
So I'll adjust it to don't be the only team that plays your backup quarterback today, because you can do some stuff on defense today to get Tua out. Like, Tua got benched last week because he threw three interceptions. They put Quinn Ewers in the game. I know that Quinn Ewers and Zach Wilson were having a battle in practice this week to see who QB2 was.
It's never where you want to be.
It's not. But you know what I'd like to do is find out. I'd like
right.
to find
oh,
out who
absolutely.
QB2 is.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm hoping that Tua gets hurt, because obviously no one would hope that. And he's a guy who's been banged up a lot with the concussion stuff. He'll play bad enough to get benched. He's done it. You just got to put him in those positions.
Yeah.
And I think that they can. I mean, again, you saw it go really sideways last week for the Dolphins against the Browns to the point where they had to make that call. The flip side of that, though, is, like, Tua can get hot. Like, Tua's a real rhythm passer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's one of those guys that, you know, kind of the momentum, the direction of the way that he's playing goes can get really, really bad or can get really, really good. Like, he's a real streaky kind of thrower of the football, kind of the way that we used to feel about Baker Mayfield. Baker's just kind of really evened it out and played well all the time now. But Tua is one of those guys, if you let him get into a rhythm, start completing some of those short passes, he throws a nice deep ball. Like, you don't do that. Don't let that happen.
And he also has some explosive playmakers on that offense with, you know,
he
obviously
does.
Tyreek Hill isn't on the field, but still has Jaylen Waddle, who can, get away from you at any given point, and also Devon Achane, who is one of the fastest running backs in the NFL, and they love getting him the ball in the passing game and the run game, maybe even more in the passing game, actually.
I'll be honest with you, coming off of what San Francisco was able to do with their dual threat running back, Achane worries me a little bit today, especially
and
with no
Divine Diablo.
Diablo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like he's going to get the ball a lot. I mean, he's averaging more than 5 yards per carry. He's got 32 catches this year, so they throw it to him also. I know Ollie Gordon is kind of their other running back. He hasn't touched it a lot, but he's a talented guy at Oklahoma State, so he'll probably get the ball a little bit today too. But Achane is he's a problem.
Yeah, he is, and he can change a game. Like, again, like, these explosive players they've got can flip a game on the turn of its head if you don't have them, you know, covered closely enough. And the other player who I think we have not talked well at all about today, and we just haven't talked about nearly enough in general as to, you know, a key loss for this Falcons defense right now, is Jaylen Walker, who's not going to play in this game as well.
That's a
continues
big deal.
To be out with a groin injury. I think he's been really, really good this year.
He played fantastic against Buffalo.
Yeah. Especially in run defense. Yeah. I think he's just fantastic there and allows some of these other linebackers and other players to do so many more things because he's so good in that area. And it's going to be interesting to see how Jeff Ulbrich kind of deals with when you don't have a player like Jaylen Walker, who he's now not had for a couple weeks, but then also missing Divine Diablo. J.D. Bertrand will be the expected starter to come in for him. But we also expect the Falcons defense to mix things up a little bit more with their personnel, just maybe get some three safety looks out there, because Divine Diablo is a player who's so unique and versatile and being able to do so many different things. You can't just replace him with one guy. There's not one guy on this Falcons roster who can just slot in and be Divine Diablo. So going to be interesting to see how Jeff Ulbrich mixes things up on that side of the
ball. And with this matchup specifically and what Divine Diablo can do from a speed perspective, like J.D. Bertrand's a tough replacement against this offense,
yep,
and against a player like Achane, like
exactly,
we're talking about, like,
yep,
you really want that versatility and speed that, mm-hmm, Divine Diablo. And look, I mean, even more than
that,
just
east-west kind
he's
of
fast,
speed.
Like, he's played great. Like,
yeah,
Divine Diablo, probably more than any other individual player for me this year, has exceeded expectations. Because,
yeah,
I just didn't have that many expectations. I just didn't know. Like, I,
yep,
knew he was going to be playing.
Right.
And you knew they signed him to be there in the middle of that defense. We still don't really know all that much about him coming from the Raiders. He is huge plays he's made on defense this year.
One guy to keep an eye on this defense today, here's a real deep cut if you want to impress your family and friends. Ronnie Harrison, he's a practice squad elevation for the Falcons this week, and I'm not surprised because he was a player the Falcons signed in the back end of training camp, and he's a different kind of linebacker. Now, the Falcons have him listed as a linebacker, though when they signed him, he was listed as a safety, and that perfectly fits the description,
okay,
of Divine Diablo,
yeah,
who was a converted safety, turned into a linebacker. I think Ronnie Harrison Jr. is a developmental player for this Falcons defense under Jeff Ulbrich to try to maybe be that Kirkland signature brand version of Divine Diablo, who you can bring in if he does go down with an injury. But it will be interesting to see if he gets really any play in this game, and if he does, I think it says something about the way that he is developing behind the scenes. I'll add one last thing. Tua turn the ball over. You got to make him turn the ball. I would like to see this Falcons defense get back to their takeaway creating kind,
yeah,
of days like we saw earlier in the season.
Yeah, and I think that they can. I mean, again, so many of the things that we want to see this team do, the Dolphins allow teams to do,
mm-hmm,
right? Like,
yep,
we need to see them get back to effectively running the football 30 plus times, 20 plus for Bijan, 10 plus for Tyler, like, and get that going. The Dolphins are awful at stopping the run. You should be able to do that. I want to see them get back to harassing the quarterback and turning the football over like we saw early in the season. The Dolphins loves to throw turnovers. He loves to throw interceptions. He threw three of them last week. He couldn't wait to turn the ball over. So, yeah, they like to do that. So hopefully you'll be able to take advantage of that today and get the win. That would be really impressive if someone said that to their family about Ronnie Harrison.
Just imagine, a fun
I can
fact
imagine
to share
my
with your family and friends.
So proud of me. Here's how unimpressive I am in relation to him. I heard Mike and Bo talking about him in the mornings earlier this week, and I was like, why are they talking about Rodney Harrison?
Yeah.
That's weird. Like, I mean, he was a really good player, but he's retired. And, huh. Oh, Ronnie Harrison. God, familiarize
some guy
yourself.
I've never heard of.
Familiarize,
yeah,
yourself with the depth chart, Bunk.
Right, yeah.
Thought you're on the flagship. All right, we'll take a break. Come back and wrap things up here on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Final couple thoughts ahead of the Falcons and the Dolphins before we hand things off to the Falcons Radio Network pregame show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you. and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Everything you got is my way to get a win.
Getting you ready for today's game
with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Now, here's Eddie and Joe. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Getting you ready for the Falcons and the Miami Dolphins this afternoon. Kickoff at 1 o'clock. The Falcons Radio Network will take over here in about 18 minutes. Pre-game show. Get you set with everything you need to know ahead of this matchup as the Falcons look to get to 4-3, win another home game, and send the Dolphins spiraling further into the abyss. Kirk Cousins is going to be starting at quarterback for the Falcons today. What we don't know is whether or not Drake London is going to be available.
Yeah.
That's obviously something that they will be keeping an eye on the Falcons Radio Network pregame show, and we'll keep an eye on it for the final 15 minutes or so that we're with you as well. Came out yesterday that he was questionable for today's game, and then the report this morning from Adam Schefter was, you know, he'd show up at the stadium, they'd put him through whatever kind of workout they needed to on the field to kind of test where he's at. It's his hip, right?
It's
a hip injury.
And he was limited on Friday, so he was a full participant Wednesday and Thursday, then was limited
so
on Friday.
So something happened Thursday at practice, likely, and then limited Friday, and then pops up as questionable yesterday, and it'll be really a true game-time decision as to whether or not he'll be available.
We do have another small injury update here.
Okay.
On the Dolphins, actually. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa has been added to their injury report as well with an illness, but he has no game status designation, so he's going to play.
Buckhead flu?
Do you wonder? maybe.
Tua with the Buckhead
flu. I'm wondering, have you noticed? With all the stuff that's happening in the NBA and the gambling associations and everything,
yeah.
I wonder if there's been a concentrated effort to like be as transparent with this stuff as possible,
yes.
Especially at this point in
yes.
time.
We've gotten more information about injuries this week
in the NFL
than we've ever gotten.
Yeah, no
before.
Doubt.
Because they're like, not us.
Yeah,
we're not. Don't include us in this. That's the NBA. Yeah. That is those guys. We are not doing any of that. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, there's going to be a lot of like ripple effects of that in what's happening in the NBA. I don't know. I think officials just make mistakes. But there was a lot of stuff yesterday. I was like, I don't know, man. Like, take a look at that guy. That effect, because the SEC fired that whole crew
that
officiated
the
Auburn Georgia game. And I mean, you know, I don't want to advocate for anybody losing their job or anything like that, but. That was an egregiously bad officiated football game, and I think the straw wasn't the last straw wasn't the goal line call. I think it was how indecisive they were about the goal line call.
Yeah.
But I think it's the perception that Kirby Smart bullied his way out of a timeout.
Yeah,
he was able to just flat out make them change their minds in real time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people were like, "Well, we can't be having that."
And Kirby got his time out there because,
who doesn't clap?
The play
like
stopped.
That's how I like to clap. Just fingertips. It's the best way to clap.
I would expect to hear about Drake London, by the way, around 11:30 this morning. That's when I would expect news to come down. That's when the teams you typically have to report their inactives and you know, any elevations and such. So that's a time frame I would keep out for Drake to learn more about his hip.
The Wade Ford Tailgate Show is brought to you by Baron Burton's Everyday Hot Sauce, your secret weapon off the bench. It's flavor that keeps your taste buds coming back for more, the ultimate playmaker for your game day cravings. Pick up a bottle today at thewsauce.com. Yeah, that's interesting about Tua. I wonder if that'll have any impact.
I feel like I'm coming down with a little sickness too out here. Just like my nose is starting to run because it's a fall football. You know, in Green Bay, I think they call this like a beautiful
day.
Yeah,
this is summer, I think.
Yeah,
in Green Bay, but
it's making my
nose. Yeah, I know. Greg Street just got me because it is. It's cold. My nose is running. I'm trying to do a little wipe before
inconspicuously.
Yeah, before we come back on air, and here he's walking around live streaming. So everybody who follows along with Greg Street's live, I don't know what app he was live on, but they all saw me picking my nose. So thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Street. We appreciate that.
Love to see Tua picking his nose on the sideline today. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, look, Abe asked me this earlier this week, like, who would you want to start? Like, obviously, you would love to see Quinn Ewers out there because he's just not very good, and he's a rookie. Tua has the ability to play well. Now, he's played badly this year also, but, you know, Tua has it in there. You just got to not allow him to show it. And to me, I think, you know, as we sort of come to a close here, wrapping things up a little bit, I think you have an opportunity if you start quickly today. You score on your first couple drives, create a turnover, whatever, just get off the field on defense. I think you can take them out of this game early.
Yeah.
Conversely, if you allow them to hang around, it's a roster of professional football players, man. They think they can win. The Miami Dolphins are getting ready for this game with the intent of beating the Falcons. They believe that they can. You let them hang around in this game long enough, it'll be just another game.
Yeah.
It's two teams just trying to win in the second half. It doesn't have to be like that, I don't think. I think the Falcons are talented enough, more talented enough than the Dolphins to kind of take advantage of this game. But I do think if you get off to a good start, quick start, you saw it happen to them last week against Cleveland. I think they're ready to tap.
Yeah. I mean, this Dolphins team, like we were talking about earlier, in their six losses this season, they've given up a low of 27 points and as much as like 30-something. So they're not a good defense. In the one win, they gave up 21 points to the Jets. So this is a team that the Falcons should be taking advantage of. Little potential wrinkle here is this kind of situation where Mike McDaniel and Raheem Morris know each other. And so, you know, is one of them able to exploit the other in any sort of way and kind of in picking up on a tendency or whatever? Because, you know, it was a similar situation last week. And I think you have to say that Kyle Shanahan got the better of Raheem Morris and his staff last week.
Without question. I think both Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh had excellent game plans on their sides of the ball against the Falcons last week. And yeah, they're all guys that have coached together. And, you know, even back to Raheem's days working on the McVay staff in L.A., the Shanahan guys get the better of them. Like, that's the one. For all the great things you can say about McVay, and there's a lot, and he's won a Super Bowl, Shanahan owns him, man. That's daddy.
Yeah.
I think he's 1-6 against him still in his years coaching against him. So, they got the better of Raheem last week. And, I mean, hopefully that doesn't happen again because that is sort of a building narrative surrounding this coaching staff is they get out-coached some. They even say as much.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they said as much after the Carolina game and after the 49ers game, which we know. You don't have to tell us that. But at least they're honest about it.
I appreciate them stating it themselves and taking accountability for it. And that way, I will also say, you know, it feels like Mike McDaniel is like coaching for his job here too in Miami.
Yeah, so it could go bad enough today where he gets fired by the end of the weekend.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah, I know there were some Dolphins fans that thought it could have happened coming into this game.
I'm surprised it didn't.
He seems to be the next coach that's kind of on the chopping block, so to speak. And you know, it'll be the Falcons' goal to make sure that happens.
I think the Falcons win today. I'm hoping for just a run-of-the-mill, execute the game plan.
They're 7-point favorites. So.
Boring-ish. Give me like 24-13, nobody gets hurt. That's what I'm hoping for today.
I might be asking for a little bit more than that even.
24-17?
I'm on a 30 burger today.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I think they can do it. Okay. I mean, this Dolphins defense is rough.
All right, I hope so. That would be great.
But yours would be good too.
Sign me either one. Sign either one. Just give me a win. Win this game. Keep it moving. We'll get above 500.
Yeah. get this train on the tracks.
Reassess as you get ready for New England next week.
Some tough games coming up.
All right, I'm gonna sign off. I'm gonna go watch my daughter sing in the church choir.
Good.
And Joe's gonna come back and wrap things
up. Sabbath,
here
after all.
In just a couple of minutes. Final few minutes of the Wade Ford Tailgate Show coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Everything you got is my way to get a win.
Getting you ready for today's game
with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
Brought to you by Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Now, here's Eddie and Joe. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
92.9 The Game's the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Wrapping things up here from the Steel Bridge over Centennial Yards. Heading into the pregame show on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, the Wade Ford Tailgate Show is brought to you by Motlink Injury Attorneys. Injured? Pick the right attorney. Choose Motlink. Call pound win. And ultimately, this is a game the Falcons just have to take care of business. That's the only thing that matters today. Going to be with your backup quarterback and Kirk Cousins going for you. Drake London potentially could miss this game. He'll be a game-time decision. Probably hearing news about that in about 30 minutes or so. But regardless, the Falcons are, what, touchdown favorites in this game against a struggling Miami Dolphins team that come into this game at 1-6, and the Falcons have the great opportunity to get back above the 500 mark today and go to 4-3 on the season. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Let's hope that the Falcons can do just that and take care of business today against the Dolphins. We've got the pregame show on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network coming up for you to carry you into the game coverage with Wes and Dave, and then we've got the postgame and the Falcons flyover with Chris Thomas afterwards. So we've got you covered all day long here on 92.9 The Game. And the pregame show should have information for you about Drake London and what his game status is going to be. So we will head into the Atlanta Falcons pregame show right now. Thank you guys for listening so much on 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.